From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Testimony during the public impeachment hearings told us that efforts to interfere with the 2020 election cycle were already underway, most likely, and will be more intense than ever. And so the business of fact-checking is going to be more important than ever. Cap Radio, as you might know, is affiliated with the National PolitiFact Network, and its executive director, Aaron Schrockman, is visiting the station here. He's joining us on Insight. Hi, Aaron.
Happy to be here
in
Sacramento.
Glad to have you in the studio. Reporter for the PolitiFact California team is Chris Nichols, and Chris is back. He has some of the team's latest work to share today. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Beth. Great to be here.
So, Aaron, do you want to add anything to what I just said about 2020 and the expectation of outside, I'll say influence, to be neutral, but interference is the big concern?
Yeah, I mean, I think all you have to do is look at 2016, and I'm not saying it decided who was elected, but clearly the programs, both by state actors and non-state actors, worked. It influenced the discussion about who we would vote for and the policies we would support. And so at PolitiFact, we full well believe that there will be a lot of misinformation and actually in some ways more organized and more robust in 2020. We are partnering with Facebook actually to help fight misinformation being spread on that social network. And we see a lot of it every day. And so I think that I'll put it this way. In 2016, we had a problem of, I think, a lot of people did not know that there was misinformation swirling around online, being spread by whoever, someone with a financial motive or a political motive or a state actor. Today, we know that, right? So that's the good news. The bad news is, I think, is that because there is so much misinformation online now and people know it, what happens is people say, well, I don't know what to believe, or I don't believe anything. And then basically we fall back to our core beliefs, which also might be based on inaccurate information. So the problem is different. We know that there will be misinformation online in 2020, but it is now convincing people to seek out and find truthful, accurate information and try to reject the garbage that no doubt will kind of fill our screens.
Will you clarify PolitiFact's relationship and working plan with Facebook?
Yeah.
Because it got very cloudy in terms of Facebook's vulnerability and role in the dissemination of information that was false or fake.
Totally true. I mean, I had a conversation with a woman about 2 weeks ago on the phone who was at a base level was surprised to know that Facebook wasn't fact-checking every piece of information on Facebook. And that was shocking for me, but it really speaks to how much more work we need to do about talking about our role with Facebook and Facebook's role in the 2020 election in particular. Basically, our partnership with Facebook is pretty simple. Facebook flags information that they think might be false. They think it might be false because someone alerted them to it. A user said, hey, I think this is false information, or their algorithm detected something weird about it. We get a list of stories every day. It could be 1,000. It could be 2,000 stories. It could be images, videos, memes. We then choose what to fact check. So Facebook has no say in what we fact check or who we fact check. But we use that list that they provide as a guide to say what is the most viral misinformation or likely misinformation out there. We fact check that information. If we find it to be false, two things happen. Anyone who shared that piece of misinformation gets a notification saying you shared something that was false. Here's the fact check that you might want to read. Secondly, what happens is Facebook takes the step to demote or downrank that misinformation in your newsfeed. So if you haven't seen it yet, you're a lot less likely to actually see it. Now, the controversy is Facebook has exempted one type of speech from that program, and it's direct political speech. So if Capital Public Radio published misinformation online, I could fact check it and demote that post. But if Donald Trump posted the same exact material, I would not have the ability to essentially penalize him. Now, as you know, Chris here at PolitiFact California and us at PolitiFact National fact check politicians every day. So that doesn't change. It's just that Facebook doesn't take the penalizing action based on our work.
We've had that conversation here, Chris,
right.
And partly the way it involves a campaign for governor in the state,
right.
And where people take stands on being able to know and sort through what's true and false.
Right. We even have a man who is running as a sort of a protest campaign on this very issue, Adriel Hampton, a San Francisco man who, this is really his sole issue, to protest Facebook's what he calls a broken policy.
I think the broader question is, how do you fight disinformation in general? And isn't the fight going to be more intense than ever in this next 2020 campaign cycle?
Yeah, I think it's really hard. And I don't honestly, I'll be frank, I don't think we have a good answer yet. One of the things that worries me is I think the people who read or see fact checks, like the ones Chris writes, are probably the people who need it the least. Right. So we need to do a much better job of trying to reach the people who actually need the corrective information. And that's really hard because you're trying to go at someone's core fundamental beliefs. Now, I think that actually the one thing about the Facebook project that I really do like is it's really the first time fact checkers have a direct and very tangible impact on the spread of misinformation online. You know, all we can do on most days is we publish something and say, hey, reader, viewer, listener, this is false. I hope you take it into consideration when you make the decisions in your life. That's a really passive kind of approach, right? But there's not a lot more we can do. With this tool now, with Facebook, we have the ability to essentially say, stop it. And we can really kind of actually create penalties for the publisher. And we create notifications to Facebook users. Now, I'll tell you, imagine if you shared something that was false and you got a notification saying it was false. There's a lot of that. There's controversy in that. And there's some tension because people are going to be like, "Who? Why are you on my Facebook feed? Why are you telling me what's true or not?" And so I think we have more work to do there. I think it is a really complicated set of issues and problems. But, you know, what we've learned over, you know, now this is the 13th year of doing PolitiFact is that people really seek out this information. It's important. And we need to try to figure out as many ways as possible to reach as many people as possible.
That's Aaron Schrockman. He's executive director of PolitiFact, which is the largest fact-checking organization in the country. He's at CAP Radio today. Chris Nichols is here, too. We're used to Chris visiting. The PolitiFact California team has been following Kamala Harris in her campaign for president. That has changed. So what's changing in your coverage of Kamala Harris, and where do you go? For example, Mike Bloomberg is visiting with Stockton's mayor, Mayor Tubbs, today. What are you doing overall in California?
Right. Well, and we spent a lot of this year focused on Senator Harris because she announced early this year that she would run for president. And it was a real priority here at CAP Radio. That was one of the biggest names that we decided to follow through the year. We did quite a few fact checks, both on the statements she made and then examined the plans she put out as she was running for president. And I think that'll change to some degree, although if she's perhaps selected as a vice presidential candidate, then, you know, we'll turn our attention back to her.
That changes the game again.
Right.
Right.
But I think in the coming year, a big focus, as it has been this year as well, will be Governor Gavin Newsom. We've been tracking his many, many campaign promises on housing and homelessness and education and healthcare through our Newsom Meter project, which tracks his campaign promises. And we'll continue to do that. We'll probably step that up now that he has a year in office as governor. And he's, you know, making some progress on some of the promises and not in other places. So we'll produce more content there. And, you know, because California has so many politicians, we really have to find the ones that are the most prominent, like the governor, like the senator, and then look for big issues at the Capitol as well.
So let's dive into just one recent fact check. And the rating scale for PolitiFact goes from true down to the ultimate lie, the pants on fire. Let's talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger, a prominent past politician in California, but he made a claim recently that you looked into.
That's right. And he's certainly stayed very prominent and is really active when it comes to combating climate change. He was talking about that topic on Meet the Press earlier this month in advance of the United Nations Climate Change Conference. And he made a statement about California's embrace of clean energy and renewables.
In California, in Bakersfield, where there's a lot of oil drilling going on, there's more solar jobs now in Bakersfield and around that area than there are oil jobs. People are leaving the oil fields and they're going to work on solar and clean energy and stuff like that.
More solar jobs, than oil jobs.
That's right. That's right. I think he was trying to make the point that even in this part of California that's known better for its oil drilling and its oil derricks, that even there they're embracing solar and new forms of energy.
But is it true?
Well, we did go and contact Kern County. Bakersfield is the largest city in Kern County, and they told us that the county does have about 2,500 solar jobs, but it has closer to 14,000 oil and gas industry jobs, most of those in the oil industry. And so another report, an Economic Development Group's report, also backed that up. So that he was not right on that statement. I think the larger point that he was trying to make, his spokesperson did follow up with and said that the growth in clean energy jobs and solar jobs in the San Joaquin Valley is faster than when it comes to the traditional energy jobs. And that is supported. There was one other sort of rare but refreshing thing that his spokesperson did, was that he actually acknowledged that Schwarzenegger made a mistake. Mm. That he didn't intend to say this. We don't always hear that. Actually, it's kind of unusual for a politician or their staff to acknowledge that. So we included that in the fact check, and that is online at politifact.com/California.
My perception is that true fact-checking organizations don't exist really to say, oh, gotcha, you were wrong, and this person was right, or this statement is wrong or right, that really the core, and I know this is true for PolitiFact, is to give people correct information so that they can form their perceptions, their opinions, or manage themselves, I guess, in the midst of a democracy. Is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, I think that's totally true. I would say a couple things. One is a lot of times where people don't like PolitiFact is a lot of people see the world in very black and white terms, right? It's either true or false, especially in partisan discussions. PolitiFact sees the world in a very, very gray way, which sometimes can be unsatisfying, particularly to partisans. But really, at the core, what we really want to do is just present people the best information that we can find. To let them make the decisions that they want to make. You know, everyone has their beliefs and everyone has what I hope are their facts. I want us to get around a common set of understood facts and let people believe whatever they want based off of those facts. I don't want us to work in the opposite direction where we believe something, then we go find facts, because if we do that, the internet will always provide. Mm. So starting with a common set of facts is the core mission of what PolitiFact does each and every day.
To that end, Chris, you're also involving the audience in a different way. And let's talk about the project that's just launched.
This week, we just launched our Ask PolitiFact California project. It's an audience-driven project, similar to what CAP Radio already has with our Great Question initiative. So essentially, we are asking our listeners, our readers, to submit questions, things that they want to learn about when it comes to California politics and government. And we will go through those questions. Readers can vote on the ones they want to see us explore. And, you know, maybe it's, you know, why is California's homelessness crisis so severe? Or why does California have the most stringent environmental rules in the country? Anything you want to know, any topic is fair game. We'll go through them, we'll review the questions, and then once we select them, we'll bring the reader or the question asker along and update them with our progress, and then eventually publish a report online and on air.
It's Ask PolitiFact California. You can find a link on our website. Aaron, before I let you go, what's the plan for 2020? What's the fact-checking PolitiFact approach going to be?
Not to sleep, I suppose.
That's true.
We've set a couple of goals. One, we're fact-checking all of the Democratic candidates. So we've tried to ignore the polling and really say we want to give as much attention to people, to all candidates, so people voting in early primary and caucus states will have the best information to make those decisions. Obviously, where it gets complicated now is we are likely to have an impeachment trial in the Senate. At the same time, we're kind of gearing up for those early state primaries and caucuses. So we're going to have to really be thinking about how we deploy our limited resources. You know, I always say PolitiFact is the largest political fact-checking website in the world, and our national team is 12 people. So we cannot get to everything. We can't even get to most things. And so really that is the key. And I think the Ask PolitiFact California Project is great because what we want to do is answer the questions that readers and viewers and listeners have. And because if somebody is asking it, that means 10 other people, 100 other people are asking those questions. So I think having this kind of reader, listener driven kind of mission, I think, is really valuable. And so we'll be taking a lot of our cues from our readers as well.
Yeah, there's no standard playbook right now for what we're all entering into in the year ahead and the layers of politics and what's playing out in history that we're walking through. Thank you both. I know you have a full day here. It's good to have you back at Cap Radio, Aaron, and I appreciate the conversation about PolitiFact.
It's been great to be here.
That's Aaron Shirachman. He's executive director of PolitiFact, and Chris Nichols is the reporter with PolitiFact California team based at Cap Radio.
Thanks, Beth.
Plug for where to find everything.
You can find it at politifact.com/California.
All right. And we've posted a lot of links to recent fact checks. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. Mm-hmm.